Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
So, I stole your camera.
Okay, we're headed back.
I'm sorry.
I said return it back. Simple.
When I was feeling autistic controlling and rageful,
That's okay.
I, you
Big deal. Don't worry
know,
about
it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Can I talk, please?
Sure.
What I really hate is when my photographic memory shows up and all of a sudden, 12, 16, 18 hours later, I'm like, what the hell happened last night? And as I remembered being at Carboni's drinking a beer and some Jack and Cokes, I blacked out as I was in PTSD. And it sucked to the tilt. And I didn't know what to say or what to do. And I can only remember that I wanted to go outside. And the moment I left, I was like, oh, let's take that. And that was not my property. That was your reassurance to be you. That sucks because
You know what? It takes a lot to own up to something, so don't worry about it.
I did something that, like, as I was coming home, Michael was screaming at me, and I threw the fucking camera out the window. I opened the door multiple times because I told him I was going to get the fuck out. And as I tried telling him as I was sobering up and coming out of my fucking delusions that I was going to get the fuck out, he screamed at me, like screamed at the top of his lungs as he was yelling at me and me. And it was like, okay, fine. And I've had it with this. And I threw the camera.
Oh no, so my camera's lost now?
I have no idea where it is. So that's the truth that I have no idea where it is. But the other thing I am worried about is I don't know if I can stay in this house. I don't know if I can be indebted to Mike, and I have trouble after 2 days ago just trying to get him from A to B when, and I'll explain it in thoroughly because I was right there, very sober. So he picked me up, and when he picked me up, we got maybe over 35W. And then he called you because he wanted to call you because, and then he was hungry. And so we just stopped at Pizza Luce. And so we stopped at Pizza Luce's parking lot. And that's when he called you and had this whole conversation. He didn't hear any word you said because he was busy in his backseat looking for quarters because he didn't have any gas. And it was a fucking train wreck. Like train wreck, train wreck.
Okay,
And
I know.
my mom is bipolar. My mom is bipolar too, and I can't deal with that. Like I can deal with it for a certain amount of time, so I did for the next hour and a half. And I'm glad you don't have anything to record this with because that's all I'm going to tell you. So, bye. It was good. I fessed up to it.